The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
There we go. Hello and welcome to the Bold and Beautiful Rewind. That's right. Not mini spotlight, bitches. Rewind. I'm your host, James Lott Jr. Normally, I'm alone when I do this show. The show's been on for 5 years, but we talk about things that go on there, Bold and Beautiful related. And I thought I'd bring over from the other sister show two of my co-hosts you guys love so very much and a relative of the other. Of course, I'm James Lott Jr. Let's say hello to Tammy Dot Govea, Amanda Russ, and her sister Jill. Hi, ladies.
Hi. And welcome, Jill.
Welcome, Jill.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just say I'm very honored to be here.
We're honored to have you.
Yes, we are, to have a relative of Amanda's. And we'll get to that in a second. But first, Everybody, before we'll get there. So first of all, folks, please like, subscribe, comment, share everything. This video, this channel, our series, Bold and Beautiful Mini Spotlight, we do every Sunday, but not doing it this Sunday, but most Sundays. We're on there. We do that show, but it's also out for you to listen to it, to hear it, to see it, share it. We haven't reached every Bold and Beautiful person. I know we haven't. So there's more fans out there. I know we haven't. There are more fans out there. So please continue to share. The show is growing for us. For on this channel, we were on FBuzz TV, now we're here, so just share it around. We interview the stars, we talk to people, we talk to each other, we get into heated discussions on the show. We have a good time. It's all fun here, it's all fun and games here, so we have a good time. So please share with people the show and subscribe to the channel. When you subscribe to the channel, I get things, so let's like sign up so I get more things to bring back to the shows. So please subscribe to the channel. While you're here, also we have a thing called Super Chats. Super Chats are also available if you want to give a little tip jar and say thank you for what we're doing today. That is available underneath the chat. And you guys know what to do. You guys know what's going on, so you know how to do all that stuff. But we are here tonight because there was an event on Saturday the 19th that Amanda and Jill went to. But first of all, before we get into that, Jill.
Oh no.
So you're Amanda's older sister, but I mean, really beautiful. I'm sure just by minutes. You're older by minutes.
By minutes. Seconds.
Can you tell us one thing about Amanda when she was a kid?
You know, I don't really have anything bad, in all honesty.
It doesn't be bad. She went straight there. I spent anything.
Well, you know, I figured you'd want some dish, some dirt.
You can be honest. I'm the baby, so.
She is the baby, so she did get.
Say it.
She did get away with a lot more things than I'm very spoiled. And our brother got away with it.
So I want to know, Amanda, as a kid, what was she obsessed with? What was one of the things like who is she obsessed with, like in Hollywood type of thing, or music? What was one of her, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my gosh?
You know what you might find interesting is that she was very much into rap music.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Very much into rap.
I like rapper.
You go, Amanda. Okay. Amanda. Mm-hmm. I know why she likes them rappers too, because I know what she likes on these soaps.
No, girl.
It all makes sense. It's all come together now. Who she choosing? Okay. That's very interesting. Wow. Didn't know that. Great question, Tammy. That's a great question. Why do you guys get along so well, you think, as adults? Because you're forced together as kids to be together. But as adults, you actually have to find the friendship and relationship. Why do you think you guys connect?
Well, we grew up in a very small house.
Okay. Yeah.
Five people in a probably 1,100 square foot house with one bathroom. We shared a room our entire life.
Jesus.
One small little bedroom with two twin beds in it. And, you know, just, we were just always together. And we always got along really well. And
her personality is like Hope. So it's very hard to be mean to her because she's very sweet and she's not mean back. And you're like, well, now I feel like crap.
This is no
at
fun.
Least yell back or something. She's very sweet.
Aww.
But I would not be putting up with Thomas's actions.
Oh. All righty. Yeah, so that's a whole other show, folks. We'll have to have Jill on our mini spotlights one of these days. She can talk about that. But hi, bye in chat room. Hello, you guys are coming. You guys come on in. I see seven are watching. Please like the like button while you're here, and it helps us out. That's cute, very cute. So that's cute. So, but you guys decided. No, wait a minute. Jill, you are a recent Bold watcher, or were you watching Bold for?
I have seen it just periodically because I'm sure as you all know, our mother was very much into soaps.
Yeah.
So I've always seen like bits and pieces, but I never was an avid B&B watcher.
Ooh, now it's B&B.
I know, it's at B&B.
This is the real deal.
But Amanda needed me to fill in for a little bit on her podcast. And she's like, please, please, please just watch it and just see how you like it and see how it goes. And it's been a long time since I watched a soap like religiously. And I just got hooked. I'm like,
told you.
I started watching it the first week and I'm on the phone with her. I'm texting her. I can't believe da 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 da. And she's
I created
like,
a monster. And now she's obsessed with Bill. She fell in the vortex, James.
The vortex.
I could do about it.
I did. So, Jill, when did you start watching it? What was the storyline? What was going on?
Gosh.
Was this during the mannequin? Were you watching it during the mannequin time?
No, after. I missed that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's only been a few, months. Yeah, okay. Like maybe 3-4 months. So yeah, I missed the mannequin part, but I've gone back and watched some older episodes because Amanda will fill me in on, oh, well, you need to know that this happened and that happened. And
I'm like, oh, don't trust him. No. You need to go back and watch this.
Yeah. So she's like, I fell into the Bill vortex, but I haven't seen any of the, I've only been exposed to the charming, you know, nice Bill.
Oh,
trying to be good.
I haven't seen the bad side yet.
That's
so
really
she's
good.
Like, well, you know, he did this and he did that. Oh, and I'm like, don't tell me. You're ruining it.
Oh, don't worry, it won't ruin it. Don't worry, it won't ruin it. It won't ruin it. Tammy and I both can attest. Dom Demon in person, you'll fall into the vortex all over again. Trust. We watched Tammy's interview where she's all giggly
all giggly. I was a professional.
Okay, so you better go back inside now because I can't take it anymore. Don't you say that. But she was yeah, she was kind of like, you should go back inside. You know, I was like, and because he was looking right at you, Tammy. I was looking
but
at
you know, it's one of those, hi.
That's how I always feel, Tammy.
And at the end, she's like, there's Don. And I was like, Don, damn it. I said his name out. He came back and shook my hand. I said, I'll never watch his hand again.
It was like, touch me with it.
I was like, touch me now. Touch me. Like,
but she saw him first. She's like, there's Don. And I was like, wow, like, where is he? Like, it's the vortex. Still, it's the vortex. Just wait. If you and Amanda meet him in person, you're going to fall into it too, even harder.
I can tell you, Scott Clifton definitely has his own vortex.
Woo!
I promise you that.
So we're gonna so let's get into that. That's why everybody's here. And you guys are in the high bites, hi to Carrie's, hi by you to chat. We got you guys here, especially you East Coast folks. I know it's later for you guys. Thank you for being here. Here's the deal. So Amanda, I'm at the Hollywood Bowl with my daughter watching Smashing Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction. I get these texts just popping up on my phone. and it's Amanda. And she's at this event that happened on November 19th, the same time when I was at my event. Yeah, tell me, Sweater's very cute. I'm going to tell you that's very cute. The same time, very cute.
It is cute, Sammy.
Very cute. Then I'm getting these things here from Louisiana, my family's home state. Love it. Louisiana. And her and Jill are at an event. We want to make sure I want to make sure I say this. It's the Little Big Cup Host Stars, the Bold and Beautiful Wine Are at the Red Oak Landing Private Airship and Hangar in Sunset, Louisiana for the 5th annual benefit, the Cancer Support Community. And so her excitement through our texts is what led to this show. I thought, you know, we don't have a show this weekend, so I thought I'm going to put a show out for the fans, because also a good chance that you know kind of what happened and her experience, and Jill will share her experience too. So Amanda, our co-host, you decided, so you told people, you told yourself when you found out the event, I can drive over there. I'm in Mississippi. So kind of talk us through how you decided to come to the event.
And start with the, I mean, she sent us pictures of the horrible weather that you were driving.
Yes, that too. Yes, that too.
And it was like, you know, one of the mailmen, you know, come sleet, rain, or snow. Yes, I'm going to get there.
Yes, exactly.
Nothing is stopping me from seeing Scott. Nothing. That's oh, so and my good. KKO.
My KKO. You got it. We love her. Yay.
Okay. So James texts and he's like, you're smiling. I know you're smiling, huh? Like, you can't stop smiling.
I can feel it through those texts. Yes, Amanda did meet Dom. She has a picture of Dom. She met Dom. Somebody asked in chat if you met KKL's man, Dom.
Oh, yeah.
See, Amanda's yeah, already lost.
Her social, go on her Insta. She posted all these amazing photos.
Yeah, pictures on Bold Beautiful Podcast.
Oh, guys. Oh, no. You, okay. So we're late because I had issues with making the shirts for them. And I finally was like, forget it. I ended up making the shirts, but we were late, right? So then the weather. So it's horrible weather. And I'm like, oh man, I hope we don't miss anything. I was like freaking out. And I was totally freaking out. So we get off the interstate and we start driving. And it's like, we're in the country, like really, it's super dark. The GPS tells us to turn and it's like a brick gate, but it's a mansion. Like when you look, it's like a huge mansion. And I was like, we're going to get arrested. So we keep going, we turn around, we come back and we turn into this mansion. And I'm like, all right, we're going to jail. Let's just go see. So we drive around. You go around behind the mansion and there's a huge hangar. Yeah, I know, right? That's what I was thinking, Damien. I was like, well, we're gonna go to Louisiana jail.
The Doberman pinchers start running out.
Yeah.
It was the most beautiful mansion though. So around the back is a big hangar. And I'm like, oh, thank God. So we pull up and this ATV comes flying out. He comes driving out. They take you to your spot where you park. Then they wipe all the seats off so it's dry. And they pick you up and they take you to the event and walk you in. I was like, oh my God, I feel like VIP. And it was small. So I was expecting like a lot of people, but it wasn't a lot of people. So we go in and immediately when I walk in, right over here, on one side is Jennifer.
Oh my gosh.
Jennifer Garris.
In the middle is Scott. And he has on an amazing green leather jacket. Then over on the side, I saw Casey, the producer. So I walk by and he recognizes me. So I stop and he's like, did you just get here? And I said, yeah, I just got here. I'm late. Sorry. Like, I was like freaking out. And he said, okay, let me tell you what you missed. So he tells us they arrived in this like old classic car and they all got out and they had like an introduction. And he's like, you know who they are. He's like, you know who they are. You didn't miss anything. He was like, you're good.
I was like, okay. Yes.
So they had like a beautiful buffet here. And I said, they had like a beautiful buffet and the food was so good, Tammy. I was thinking about Tammy.
What was it? What'd they have? I want to know what were they wearing and what food did you eat?
That's Tammy.
It was Cajun food. They had different pastas.
Oh,
they had salad and they had rolls.
My stomach hurts. I'm like,
so good.
Okay, so I'm looking around, right? Because everyone knows I'm obsessed with KKL, right?
Yes.
So I'm looking around and I'm like, I don't see her. I don't see her. So we sit in the back because it's right by where the VIP doors are. No lie, Tammy. The door flies open.
God.
And she floats out like an angel. Tammy, she had on the most beautiful long flowy dress.
That dress was beautiful. Gorgeous. Belt. She had that belt.
And she had on the most beautiful jewelry.
It was a high split though.
Yeah.
Didn't have a,
and she had on beautiful boots. And I was like, she just comes floating out and she automatically looks at everybody. She starts smiling. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna die.
I was pulling her back.
I'm gonna ask you, so Jill, this whole time.
Come back, Amanda.
I'm gonna say, you had to like calm her down this whole time, like just keep her calm. Yeah, I forget, that was your job. Yes.
But I didn't go crazy. I didn't go crazy like y'all think, okay? Because I was like, I'm a professional, all right?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, until
I am representing James.
Until you get into the vortexes of everyone. This is like,
yes. Caroline wants to know, did you wear your caftan?
I did not.
It was too cold. I think it was too cold. You did?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Jill did. Okay, good. Okay.
Because it was very cold. And the two that I have are more summer than winter. And I just decided on a sweater.
Okay.
So, y'all are going to be so proud of me. Okay, after everyone eats, they go to the stage and they start just talking. They're being goofy, really. And then they're doing like a raffle and an auction.
Now, wait a minute, before you do that. So, I want everybody to feel what's going on. How big, how much was the crowd? How many people were there, you think? About 50, 30? I mean, how many people were there?
Definitely less than 100.
Yeah, I would say probably 50 to 75 people.
Okay.
That's actually a good turnout.
Yeah, it's a good turnout.
Considering the weather, considering
where it is,
that's actually a really good turnout.
Yeah, I agree. Crazy.
That makes me feel so good. Because I thought you were going to say like 20, and that wouldn't have surprised me.
Yeah, me either.
You just never know, right?
Yeah.
You never know.
Okay. Especially because of where it is.
I'll see where it is. Yeah. Yeah. Where it is. Okay. So now go ahead. Now continue. I just want to make sure I get the stage. Say that now they're raffling. There's about 50, 75 people there. Go.
Oh, side notes.
Okay. I love side notes.
Jennifer is the most, I don't know how to explain it. She is the most sensual, when she walked out, every single person was like, she is like, her energy is like Marilyn Monroe. I got some stories. She was amazing to us. She was so sweet. She was obsessed with Jill's daughter. She loved my niece.
Oh, how funny.
She was like, can you do my makeup for me next time? Yeah, she was super sweet.
I've met Jennifer before.
Was there too?
Your daughter was there too?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
She was.
Great. So it was the three of you.
Yeah.
Dolores L says, a walking sex stick. I like that. I've met Jennifer. She's beautiful. She is very sensual. She's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Very nice person. Candace Max in the chat room. I'm here.
Hey, Candace.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead. You can continue.
Okay, so everyone's on the stage. And I was just stunned because the MC guy starts asking them questions. And then he says, anyone in the room who wants to talk to them or ask them questions, just come right up and I'll give you the mic.
Oh my God.
Tammy, you could hear a pin drop. Not one person got up.
Yeah, people get...
They do.
Really embarrassed. They do. And they have questions, but it's one of those, well, I'll let somebody else go first kind of thing.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I was like stunned. I was just like, what is wrong with these people? This is like your one chance, right? So this one guy gets up and he goes up and he asks his question and everybody was nice and everything, you know? And the guy, the MC's like, please, someone else needs to ask a question. And I was like, you know what? I'm a professional. Here we go. Okay. So I was like, Tammy and James are going to be so proud of me. So I get up and I march right up there and I ask, and I get the mic and I ask about the fight on the roof. Remember the fight between Liam and Thomas on the roof?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. The helicopter and all that. I asked them about that. They got so excited because they really, really wanted to talk about that.
Apparently. Oh, I forgot Matt was there too.
Yeah, Matt.
Yes, right. So that's great. Kudos to you. Good.
Yeah, because they got all excited, Tammy. They were like, oh, we're super proud of that. That's like one of our favorite things. And I was like, well, I just wanted to know like about it. Was it hard or, you know, like how? And then they went into a whole thing. And then Casey got involved and he started explaining. And look, the MC turns around. And he gets the mic and he goes, good question.
Okay, so
yeah, I do this for a living.
I want to stop for a second because fans are going, so who was there?
Okay, so it was Jennifer, who plays Donna. Scott Clifton, Liam. Matt. Sorry, I froze, right?
You know, like, on that name especially.
You were starstruck. Matt.
Matt
Atkinson, yes.
Yes.
Favorite. Yes.
KKL, of course. And Casey, the producer. Oh, he's calling that. That's really.
Aren't you missing somebody? Was he there too? My cousin, wasn't he there?
Christian
was Jay there. LeBlanc was there.
Fabulous. He was all over me. He was all over me, James.
Of course he was.
No,
it wasn't the family. All over me. Of course
you could not miss Christian.
Of course not.
Oh my gosh, he was amazing. Oh. He was so fun.
He was hysterical.
You know, it's such a shame that James's family is so quiet and understanding. Yeah. They don't like the spotlight very much.
Not at all.
So yes, I always kept forgetting my cousin. He was there. Yes, that's funny. I know he's great. So they were all there because it was an event to honor this thing. And they do this every once in a while down there, folks. They've done it before. I was invited to one earlier in the year. I couldn't go. They do this event down there. And Little Big Cup's a great place. And it's a lot of stuff. I just want to mention that.
Does Christian live there?
He has a place down there.
He does a part-time. That's what I thought. He mentioned that at the Emmys, I think.
Yes, he did. He has a place down there and a place here. So he has both places, yeah. That's both. Okay, so now go from there. Hi, Shelly Chestnut, everybody. Everybody's in here. I love it. We're not usually here at night talking about soaps at nighttime. It's kind of crazy. Okay, Amanda. So you asked that question. What happened next?
So they got excited about it. And when... they answered me. They were very like, they were directly looking at me, and they were very, it was very, they were very, very nice. I was, I don't know what I was expecting, but they really exceeded my expectations of how they were so sweet. And they got all excited.
I'll say, Jill, for you too, it's your first time meeting soap stars. So you agree?
I agree. Like, Jennifer was
amazing.
She was so, so sweet. And yeah, everyone was just so gracious and so, yeah, they seemed very great, thankful to the fans, you know, like they were
laughing,
you know, they were having a good time, and they were, you know, they seemed like they were enjoying it too. So that was a really nice thing. You know, there wasn't that any like sense of like, you know, ego or, you know, like I'm the star, and, you know, it was very down to earth and everyone was so nice. They really were.
I'm glad you guys are saying this, because I want to say, I just want to stop for a second, because there's so much toxicity online about action stuff. And Tammy and I have been doing this for a long time, so we know this. Almost all of them are really nice, and they really want to interact with fans. They will enjoy it. So stop fucking it up.
Right.
So folks out there, stop going crazy after these fans, because they literally want to share with you your experiences. And I'm glad you guys are telling them this. Most of them are super, super nice. They're regular folk who actually just happen to be on television. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad that Amanda and Jill are to let you guys know they're nice people. They just want to do their job. And so I hope people can see more of this while I'm doing this video. Like, just let's calm down a bit and just take them in as people and with the jobs they do, because they love talking to fans. They would do more events if people aren't so crazy. And yeah. So I'm glad that they did this event for you guys down there. But just, I just want to make sure I say that. It's bugging me, because we do, like I said, but Tammy, I know, interviewed many people. They're really nice folks. They really are just nice folks. So that's my little soapbox for tonight.
And I tell you, I was so fascinated too by the, the panel, the question and answer thing. They talked a lot about kind of the process, like how many shows they tape in a week, and like how they don't get scripts, like they hardly ever get them ahead of time, or like sometimes they don't even know what's happening with the story. You know, they're like, we don't even know. You know, I thought it was just fascinating to me that you know, the pace at which they work and you know, move those stories. And it was really interesting. And I have to say this, because I know someone had asked the only other person who asked a question was about the scene, the scenes with Brooke and Liam, which I've been watching you guys show.
Oh yeah.
Jane keeps bringing it up into the universe. That there might have been something going on there, and Amanda and Tammy have been about ready to kill him.
You're right. You're right. Casey spilled tea on that. You're right.
Yeah. So
he says no.
Well, good. Well, that's good.
But I thought it was so interesting that that his question was, how come in that scene, you guys are like, you started off like across the room from each other, and then by the end of the scene, you guys are like,
yes.
They're like, what is going on? You know, like, what is happening with that? Why did you guys have to get that close and all this, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was so interesting, because Kelly and Scott both were like, we weren't sure how to play it.
Because they didn't know how to play it.
Right. Either. They're like, it was written sort of along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we don't know what the scripts are coming down the line.
Yeah, so they wasn't sure.
We just sort of played it.
Yeah.
So that if it goes down that path, there's something. And if it doesn't, well, then it doesn't. But I was like, oh my gosh, that's so fascinating to me that like they don't even know. They're like, we just played it that way because it could be a possibility and it could not be, and who knows? I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Given the track records of, you know, both characters,
Yeah.
You don't want to think that that might even be in the realm of reality, but so Casey put a kibosh on that.
Yeah, pretty much.
But B-U-T, F-B-U-T-T. again, I wasn't just seeing things. So that just supported my side of things that, yeah, they were seeing things. And never say never, kids. It's Bold and Beautiful.
I'm in the now. And the now says we're staying in the now.
In the now. I'm talking about the now. But it's interesting because Jill just supported my thing. I'm just like, that. They played. They didn't know how to play it. So we're supposed to be the trip, though, as an actor. You're like just playing. They have to be in the now, I guess, kind of. Almost in the present, as Tammy's talking. They kind of have to go, okay, well.
You have to be open. It's like, okay, yeah. Guess we're possible. Okay. Let's.
Right. Right.
Okay. Yeah. And Jennifer said that she said a tip I got a long, long time ago was you always try to have chemistry with whoever you're doing a scene with.
How funny.
Yeah.
Because it gives you some longevity in the business, because if you have chemistry with everyone you're on screen with, then all the possibilities are there.
Right.
Good.
It's like,
Oh, that's smart. That's actually very smart. Amanda, they want to know if this is your first soap event.
Yes.
It is.
It is.
She's not a virgin anymore. She's not a virgin anymore.
She's not a virgin. She just popped her cherry.
Cherry.
Her soap cherry. Okay, so they had the question and answer thing. So what happens next? What happens next?
Well, Scott said something very interesting too. He said that they asked him. What would he want to play? Like, what is the two things he wants to do? And he said evil twin.
Ooh.
Or amnesia.
Oh, how funny. He was
You have that with Quinn?
Dun.
Yeah.
Look what I got.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, hello, he played amnesia. They were Jack and Jill or whatever their names were. Or Adam and Eve or whatever their names were. That's so funny.
He said this was his favorite storyline that he's ever done.
Fascinating. Oops,
you hear okay, that?
So here comes the auction. All right. I was targeting Scott. Okay. I'll be honest. I'll just be honest. I'm not gonna lie about it. So here he comes up, right? And he has this. And there's a mug that Rena Sofer made that goes with it. And this, which I wanted really bad.
Oh, beautiful jacket.
Nice. Oh, I love it. Look at that.
And then because KKL has one of these.
Well, excuse me. Aren't you fancy schmancy?
And then there was like other stuff too. James, you're gonna be super jelly.
Okay.
This is why I bid on it. It is the original signed script from the Halloween episode, Sheila's episode.
The Sheila, that's a good one.
That is fantastic.
Kimberlyn, Tammy's going to be jealous. It's Kimberlyn, Sean, John McCook, and Tammy's favorite, Tracy.
Oh, Tracy. Oh, wow. That's good. Tracy Brecken.
Wow.
That's really good.
And I was like, I want that.
You have to frame that. I said the same thing, Tammy. I said the same thing. They want to know, did you get a bag, Amanda?
Yes.
Oh, yep. She goes, yes. Got a bag. Here you go. Do it, girl. Do it. There you go.
Forrester.
I'm just for that. You know, a bag lady. I'm just for that. That.
So cool.
That's very cool.
And I got magazines.
Oh wow!
Look at that!
Oh, it's Susan Flannery. Yeah.
Oh. And then you're gonna love this one, Tammy. Look at the bottom. Look what it says. Can you see it? Spencer Publications.
Oh my god! It's so funny. It's one of their prop magazines. Oh my god!
Stop it.
And my angel signed it.
She signed it. Oh my God, it's good. That's an Oliver. That's so funny. That's good. Those are some real, that's set props.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Then I got an ice bucket.
Hey, okay. Ice bucket, okay.
Cups.
We have those. We have those. Didn't we get that? We have some of those, baby. Tumblers. I have mine sitting right over here.
Water bottle.
That's cute. Wow, that's cute. Go on, girl.
Pen set.
No. Pen set. Oh my God, that's so good. I'm jostled out. That's good.
And that's a lot of stuff, huh?
That is.
Let me tell you why I don't have my original Rena Sofer mug.
Why?
So the bid comes up and Scott's like, I want this mug. I'm bidding on this mug. And I was like, I want that script and I want that jacket. So I bid and then he bids and then I bid and he's like, I'm gonna arm wrestle you for this cup.
That's hilarious.
He's like, I'm gonna come down there and I'm gonna arm wrestle you for this cup because I want this mug. I'm a mug guy. And I was like, he's not getting that. I want that. Right? So I outbid him for it. He comes off the stage, comes down, and I'm like, I'm not really going to arm wrestle you. He grabs me, hugs me, and I look and I'm like, I look at Jill and I'm like, oh. So then he like hugs me really quick. And I said, look, I want all the other stuff. I said, you can have the mug if you sign something for me. And he was like, I'll sign whatever you want. And then he said, but I know her, so I kind of feel bad like to take your mug. And I was like, well, you seem like you really want it. And he was like, oh, I do. And I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna give it to you then. And he was like, okay, I'll take it. And then he grabs me and hugs me again, James. Again. Hey, then we take like, a photo together.
You're like, you could take everything. You can take it all. Yeah. Whatever it is.
I probably would have.
You know, just take it. Shit, yeah, whatever
you want. I
want
all your swag. I probably would have been like, all right.
Wow. That's crazy. That's a great story. That's crazy. And Jill,
yeah, and there's more.
Jill's sitting there. Go ahead, Jill. Yeah.
When he walks off, I'm like, why didn't you arm wrestle him?
Everybody was mad. Everybody was mad at me that I didn't arm wrestle him. Yeah. Even the women at the next table.
The ladies at the next table were like, why didn't you arm wrestle him? You could have arm wrestled him.
It would have been funny. Like, it would have been really funny.
I said, really I should have elbowed you right out of the way and arm wrestled him myself.
You should have. You said you should have. Oh my goodness, you should have. Oh, that's so funny.
I was doing like Tammy. I was getting my hugs in, James.
Yeah, that's right, girl. That's right. Get it when you can. That's hilarious. I'm sorry. That's really funny. Okay, good. So you got all that swag. So I love swag. So congratulations. That's a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff. So that's very good. So now what happens next? So keep us going. You're still there. So keep us going. What's next?
What did the mug look like?
Oh yeah, that's an excellent question. What's the mug look like?
It said Team Quinn.
Ooh.
And it was like, yes. Like a tan color.
Yeah, yeah. I remember her and Lawrence showing those mugs.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, yeah. They're great.
I know I wanted that mug. I told y'all I just fell into the vortex. I couldn't help it, Tammy. I was lost in the vortex.
No, I'm
gonna give this man this mug and everything.
No, girl, I would the same way. I would have lost. I just would have lost it. So take whatever you want.
Lost in that plaid. Just lost in the plaid.
And the plaid, exactly. I just would like whatever you want. Just it's all yours.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's good. That's a great story. That's a really good story. So, okay. So you're still there. So, then, what's next?
Casey made fun of Ridge. He did a Ridge voice, and he did a impersonation of Scott. And everybody kind of made Matt a little irritated because they wanted him to take off his shirt, and he didn't want to. And he was not happy about it. And I was like, would you leave the man alone?
Was it for the auction? Like, how did that even come up?
Yeah,
they were like joking about it. And then Scott got up and he did like the little, I showed y'all the video.
Yeah.
He did the little thing and he pulled up his shirt. Well, the guy that was hosting said, if we get it up to, I don't remember what it was, 2000, if we get it up past 2000 or whatever, Matt will take his shirt off. And he got a little irritated because he got the mic and he said, I already said, I'm not taking my shirt off. I'm not taking my shirt off for any amount of money. Right? And I was like, they done made him mad now.
Poor Matt.
Yeah, I felt bad for him because imagine if that, you would never ask a woman that.
No, you wouldn't.
It's inappropriate.
That's not the point.
And he just ate Cajun food.
He has no shirt all the time on the show. That's like, that's not the point. Take your shirt off. Show us an app. Come on. Throw us a bone.
Jerry, he just ate Cajun food.
Oh my God.
You don't take off shirts when you just ate Cajun food.
That's so funny. Tammy's like, fuck that. She's like, this is your job. This is your job.
Exactly.
Take off your thing. What she said. Oh my God.
That's what the men in soaps do.
They
are objectified. That's just the reality. Take the shirt off.
I don't care. Take it off.
Oh my God, Tammy. That's I didn't expect that response. I'm like, okay. Oh my God. Excuse me, folks. I'm crying. Oh my God. I did not expect that. You go, Tammy. She's like, that's your job, and you take that shirt off. Show them 10 abs. Shit. What time is shit? Putting them abs on. Okay. Oh my God, that's funny, Tammy. That's just Tammy be throwing money at. That's what Susan said. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's funny, Tammy. You win tonight.
Tammy's like, Steffi. She woke up and chose violence.
Yes, she did. She chose violence. That's right. Tammy chose violence. She's like, no, that's your job. Get out there and do it. Okay. They're all Tammy facts. Exactly. Oh, poor Matt. Poor Matt. We leave Matt alone.
I think his girlfriend being there too, I think that made him probably more uncomfortable. I'm just guessing.
He's an actor.
I don't know.
If you're with Matt, you've got to be really cool.
I'm sure.
I'm sure she's like super cool and amazing, and she would have supported whatever he would have been comfortable with.
She would have.
Yeah.
Because she was sitting by herself, and I felt bad for her, so I went over and made friends with her because she looked so lonely and bored. I just went over and started talking to her, and she was adorable. She was a sweetheart.
Okay.
I was like, aw.
Did she have like this long beige coat on?
Yeah, I loved
her. Pretty.
Yeah, very pretty.
She was gorgeous.
Yeah.
But we love Matt on JLJ Media. We love Matt Atkinson.
Yes.
And it's the Tammy Matt show. Whenever they got, I'm just like, put them together. They'll see. They make magic when they put them together. So
it's
we love Matt. Oh, that's funny. Okay, so then what else happened? So he didn't take his shirt off. So what else happened after that?
So after all, everything was done, they go to the step and repeat. Isn't that what it's called?
Yep.
Okay. With the red carpet. So people got in line, but there really wasn't that many people. Like, people started leaving.
Really?
So then we got in line and we were waiting. And when we go to walk up, the order that they were in,
okay,
Kelly's in the middle. KKL is in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I want to be by her. I'm sorry. I do. Okay. Oh, she's an angel. I must be by her. So I walk up, right? And Scott's like, hey. And I went, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
I was like, I just need to go by KK and I need to tell Matt something. And he was like, okay. I'm sure you do. Okay.
So then
we take the photo and everything. And that's how I ended up in the photo with Christian.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'm gonna get in between in the sandwich. And I was like, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I needed this sandwich.
I want to ask Jill for a second. Which of those men there would be like you're like, ooh, yes, that were there?
God, that's a hard one.
We're hard.
Scott was like, he was so, he was charming. He was so personable and like, just so nice and like, just all this like good energy, you know, like, he was so adorable. He was just so,
It sounds like he was really playful.
He was all over me, Tammy.
He was really playful and just fun. And, but I tell you, Matt is like, he's rather stunning in person.
Me and Tammy know. We know.
He walked out of that VIP Amanda was talking about, the doors, you know, opening and KK walked up. Well, later the doors opened and the guys came out and he was like, he was stunning. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, in person, I was like, oh my goodness.
Jill, you understand. So when Tam and I first met Matt was we were at AfterBuzz TV. I booked him for the show. And I didn't realize how tall he was or whatever. Like he came through, we have this long hallway and a door at the end. And he comes in through the door like, your guest is here or whatever. And it's just like, there was a halo behind him and he just walked closer. He had a tight shirt on. Mm-hmm. He was just 6'5", tall. And me and Tammy were just like putty in his hands, basically.
He's very debonair. He's got that suave, sophistication. Yes. Where Scott's got that playful, charming, boyish,
yes,
right,
goodness to him, and like very different personalities.
Yeah.
And I remember after the show when Matt left, mm-hmm, when we walked out of the studio, people were like, oh my God, who was that?
Exactly.
Oh my God, who was that? We're laughing.
The only time I had that happen after Buzz when I had Derek Thieler on, who's another guy who's like 6'5", blonde, whatever. And people were like, who's that? He was on Baby Daddy, the show Baby Daddy. And I was like, yeah, Matt Atkinson is hosta baby this evening. He was all that. And that's when Tammy and Matt started their whole thing. The magic happened on that show. On that show,
yeah, and his sense of the good writing. I was not having Thomas.
You weren't
gonna have not having it.
Oh, she was having Matt Atkinson, she was having Matt Atkinson. I was like, no, that part was fine, but she was not having Thomas Forster.
No, it was fun, good days,
and that smile, man, his smile just like, I mean, it's just like, oh wow, yeah,
it was Scott Clifton. Again, my friend Lindsay Godfrey, who used to play Caroline Spencer, who's on Days, said that they have the same trainer here in LA, and that Scott is getting buffer because he's working out more. So you got a chance to have, you know, but look at.
Oh, I got some feels, James.
Well,
I'm glad. Good.
Me, Amanda, and
I had to do it for Tammy.
Yes, I appreciate. Thank you. I
did it for Tammy. Yes,
Amanda. And I had a whole discussion about his arms on the ride back home.
I was like, you didn't have to tell him that, but anatomy.
Well, I was very. I'm just saying because he's working hard. He deserves some kudos, right?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, those arms are. Yeah, there's
okay,
your
girl. She's speechless. Those arms.
Let me tell you what my niece did. I missed this part. So during the auction, he was coming around with that green leather jacket. They were auctioning off. So he's walking around and he's going up to people and he's being silly and he's like, touch my jacket. And he's like doing all this, you know, and he's like, go ahead, touch it. Right. He comes up to my niece and she's like, and look, he goes, oh, not into it, huh? And I said, you're the only woman in the world that would snub Scott.
I know, like, hello. And how old is your niece? And how old is your daughter?
She's 13.
Oh, she had that age.
She was like, ew, he's old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
It was so funny. Oh, it was hilarious. And before he left, he came over and said, I know that you hate me, but I'm going to give you a hug anyway. And that's, I was so like, funny. Oh, God.
That's so funny. Aw, I love it. So folks didn't come take a lot of pictures with them? Only a few of you guys did? That's so weird. They're like right there.
I mean, there at first there was a lot, but the later it got, more people started like trickling out. But I was so lucky because Casey because we know Casey.
Yeah, we know Casey. Yeah,
you know, so he was like, hey, can you just hold on a little bit? I got, like, I'll be back, because I never got my stuff, right? So I went over and I paid for what I bought, right? I went over, I paid, and then I didn't get my stuff, and everyone else got their stuff, and everyone's leaving. They didn't kick us out or anything. I think they thought we were VIP.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're part of JLJ Media's Bold Beautiful Me Spotlight. He knows who you are. That does, I mean, seriously, that does mean so you're press on some level. That does mean, because you could come back here and go, this thing sucked. And we talk about it on our show. He knows. What he, though, Casey knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
You represent. So he was like, just wait a minute, and I'll be back. And I was like, okay. So Scott comes over, and I'm like, I never got my stuff yet. And he was like, okay. And I said, so I can't give you your mug. And he said, oh, okay, well, where is it? And I was like, I don't know, I'm waiting on Casey. And he's like, oh God, I don't believe anything Casey says. And I was like, so I finally get my stuff, right? So they bring my stuff. And I walk over to Scott and I said, I made you a shirt, because I almost forgot. I made him a shirt too. He loved it, Tammy.
What did he make?
He opened it and he went, oh my God. He went, oh my God, it's V-neck. And I was like, yeah, I know you love V-neck. I sounded like a stalker. I know. I was like, yeah, I know you love V-neck. I was like, by the way, me and my co-host are like a little obsessed with you. And he said, he just looked at me for a second and I told him about the show and the podcast and everything, all the whole thing. And he and I was naming, like, we interviewed this person and Tanner and that. And he goes, excuse me, why have you not interviewed me? And I was like, we've been trying to get you, like, you know, and he was like, well, and I don't want to be mean, but I was like, I just assumed that you don't really do interviews.
I said, oh, that's so funny. What he said, what he say?
And he goes, well, how have you been trying to get in touch with me? And I was like, through Eva?
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, you'll have to tell me what she said then. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not getting in trouble. I was like, you're going to get me in trouble. But, yeah, he was like, I would love to do you. Sorry, I keep freezing. My computer.
You're talking shit.
But he's like, I would love to do your show. And I was like, oh, I'm going to hold him to that. Right?
I'll talk to Eva. We'll get him on.
Good. Because he was kind of like, when I said, I was naming everybody. And then when I said, oh, and we interviewed Tanner, he went, So you interviewed all the guys, basically.
Pretty much, but not me.
Okay. So then, right, I give him his mug and everything and his shirt and all this stuff. So then he's like, here, hold this. So he just hands it all back to me. And he's like digging in his bag. We're so ridiculous. We didn't bring cash and we didn't bring a Sharpie. So he's like, do you have a Sharpie? I'm like, no. Because he was going to sign the picture, but it's like a weird texture. Okay. So you can't like do it with a pen. You would need like, you know. Jill goes, oh my God, we got notebooks. Then she's like rummaging. She's like, we got notebooks. And he pulls out the notebook.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, perfect.
Then he pulls out the notebook. And guys, he's writing. And I was like, I'm so excited. I was like, my co-hosts are going to be so jealous. And he's writing. And he looks up and he smiles at me. And he keeps writing. And I'm like, what is he doing? He wrote, to Amanda, thanks for the mug from your biggest fan, Scott. And then he drew, y'all probably gonna be able to see it. He drew a mug.
A little mug.
Oh, yes. So
cute. Oh.
Very sweet.
Yeah, he was so sweet. Yeah. Like, I was so shocked, honestly. Because he even came up to us, like, a couple times. With, you know, and I was like, oh my God, hi.
They're regular people, Amanda. They're regular people.
He was like, what are y'all doing? And at that moment, this is going to sound odd, but at that very moment, we were showing Jennifer some belly dance moves because she asked us to show her some belly dance moves. Uh-huh. At that very moment, he walks over and he's like, what are y'all doing? And she's like, we're learning belly dance. I'm learning how to belly dance. And he's like, oh, okay.
Wow,
it was fun though, James.
Yes, I know. I think, you know, because we, Tammy and I are out here, we're out here in LA, so we get more chances. And I'm trying to think, when I did the Sean Kay thing, didn't even come up to you and go, I have a better seat for you, Tammy.
Yeah.
They recognize you are part of a
That's
show.
That's sweet.
So I'm saying yeah. Amanda, you are part of a show that they actually respect, because, you know, I put in a lot of hard work in the show. And then you guys put on a lot of work in the show, and they know the show is something we respect, and we're looked at as a press outlet. So, I mean, I'm just letting you know, you're a part of that. You are a part of that. So the fact they treated you with kindness and respect, I'm not surprised, because—
Oh, I felt so special, James, because we were like the last people leaving. We were leaving with the stars. They were walking out and we were leaving. But let me tell you what happened. Two times I had like an out of body experience, okay? So one time was when I was talking to Scott, and he was so playful and like flirty that I was like caught off guard by it, right? And I, for a minute, I was like, oh my God, I am literally talking to Scott Clifton. I will die now, right? So the next one, everyone's like leaving, right? Everyone's gone, and it's just like a few people. And so KKL comes out.
Yes.
And she's like, she comes and she's like standing by us. And she goes, oh. And I was like, are you okay? And she was like, I was like, are you tired? I was like, why don't you sit down? And she was like, no, I'm not tired. She's like, my ankle. She's like, my ankle's killing me. And I was like, sit down. So she sits down and she's like, oh, do y'all know what happened to my ankle? And I'm like, do I know? Of course I know what happened to you. And then she starts telling us how.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
She thought it was weird that they wrote that she fell up the stairs. Well, so she went home. She went home and Googled it. And she was like, you know, people really do get hurt falling upstairs.
Yeah, they do. You can hurt yourself up the stairs. Yes.
She's been doing so much traveling lately. I was wondering if that was going to come up.
Yeah. And she had beautiful boots on that I'm sure we're not helping.
Yeah.
You can fall up the stairs. I've fallen up the stairs before. Not fun. You trip up the stairs. Oh, you know, whatever. Yes, you can hurt yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, she was funny because she said, I thought maybe it was a typo. She's like, so I went home. That's what she said. I went home and Googled it to see. She goes, and then I asked, like, you know, this says like falling up the stairs. And I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And they were like, well, we couldn't put down because then you'd be too hurt. Yeah, and she was like, okay.
Well, so then, yeah, makes sense.
We're just talking, right? Yeah. We're just talking back and forth. And I just had this moment of like, oh my God, I am literally standing right here in front of KK and she's sitting at the table and we're just chit-chatting. I was like, I am going to die now. And then the magazine, I was like, you're tired. You don't have to sign nothing. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You know? And she was like, no, give it to me. So she's like, well, I don't know where to sign. I was like, sign anywhere. I was like, you're going to make it like perfect. Just sign it anywhere. It's so okay. And then she signed our little book. It was amazing. I was like freaking out.
So we have a couple of questions I want to ask you, of course, in the chat. But first I want to say, I do know how Amanda feels. Tammy was there for this one. Christelle Alfonso, Days of Our Lives, was like, she's in the building and she went to float up the stairs to the green room. I had a moment. Yes. And Tammy's like, go in the corner, pull yourself together. I know I did.
He was hyperventilating.
I was.
Like about to just burst into tears. And they pulled it together.
She said she did. She's like,
it's showtime.
She said, yeah. No, Tammy was like, total
professional
mom.
That he is.
It was just total mom. She was like,
and then he broke down, you know, during the interview with his lovely and beautiful and perfect.
So. Yeah, but no, you're a total mom. You were like, get in the corner, pull yourself together. Like, yes, ma'am. And I went in the corner. Like, okay, I can do this. But I did, but Amanda, I know, I mean, it's weird because I know we don't get that with stars, but she is my, I know she's my favorite. Like, you know, she's my favorite. It was like 38 years in the making. I've been waiting for that. I guess it's like, I totally get it, Amanda. I totally get it.
I kept it together.
Good.
Through the whole event. I was professional. I talked to Casey. I was being so good, James. And then the last minute, I was with my KK. And I was like, I just lost it for just 2 seconds. And I was like, I love you so much. Look, I was like, I love you so much. I was like, I watched you since I was little. I was like, and you're so gorgeous. I was like, I didn't know if it was like TV magic. I was like, but now I see you in person and you're like stunning. I was like, I can't handle it. And James, I was like, you're everything. And she was like, oh my gosh, thank you.
I'm sure she loved that. I'm sure she loved that. So Amanda, I want to know how Amanda got on JLJ Media. She's very funny. So she was a fan who started her own podcast.
I was obsessed with James.
She was. And we talked about it. And I reached out to her. And we started talking. I had her on one of my shows. I was like, let's just talk about it. And then we became friends online, like online friends. And I always reached out to all the other podcasters out there. And she said, I started a podcast because you were doing a podcast. So I thought I'd do one also. I was like, grateful. And then we became friends. And then we had her come on just a guest our show, and then she never left.
I was like, I'm not leaving.
We've been trying to get her off of this show for how long, James?
Top. So I mean, she won't show her abs. So she's on the show. So that's how she's part of JLJ Media. And now she's just out of her dramas with me, all that kind of stuff. We love Amanda. And then, Amanda, you did meet Dom. So how was that? You got to meet Dom. They want to know about that.
Oh, he thought I was such a weirdo, James, because he did not recognize me or anything, right? So I was like, hey, Dom. Hey, Dom, it's Amanda. And then I had to explain, you know, and I just told him, thanks for getting her to send me a message, because she actually sent me a voicemail.
Okay.
KK did.
Yeah.
And she actually sent me the message, and I know he did it. Like, I know he did it. So I was like, thank you. Da, da, da. And at first he was just looking at me like, who is this weird girl?
He knows me and Tammy. He recognizes us.
After he put it together after a minute, you know. And then I said, can I please get a picture with you? Because I want to make James jealous. And he was like, oh, yeah, come on.
I know, it's a great picture of you guys. So he knows me and Tammy. It's like he knows our faces and everything. So, and you know, and we've also seen him before in person. So he knows.
Oh, he was super sweet, though.
Oh, yeah. He's very nice.
And
guy.
Those two together are the most adorable. She kept calling him, where's my honey?
Yeah.
I was like, that's adorable.
I love seeing, you know, the talent are so amazing, right? Scott and Matt and Kelly and Jennifer, everyone's so amazing. You hope whoever you're with is just as amazing, yeah. Right? Like you want them to be happy. And when you see Dom and when you see Matt's girlfriend just being so sweet and supportive, it's like, yay. That's good.
I know. Tammy, you would have loved her. And they had the cutest thing, right? So Matt's on the stage and he comes down and he gives her a kiss. Then he goes back on the stage. Okay. Then a little while later, he comes down, he gets them both a drink. He brings her the drink, goes back to the stage. And when he sits down, he looks right at her and cheers her, and then they drink. Then he comes down, he gives her like a rub on the back. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet.
That's sweet.
And when I was talking to her, she was like, oh, you noticed that? And I was thinking, everybody noticed that.
They want to know, did the men smell good? The men smell good, ladies. They smell good?
Yes. Everyone smelled good. I was like, oh, this is nice. Everyone smells good, James.
No,
they're all approved.
No, it's weird because I when I met Tabiana on GH last week, she smelled good. I was like, girl, what are you wearing? You smell good. So it's funny they smell good. It's funny you guys asked that in the chat room. I never really sniffed our stars, but.
Well, I sniffed Scott. I'll admit it. He didn't just hug me a little bit. Like, he hugged me. I was like, whoa. Like a hard hug. I was like, all right, I'll take it.
I don't hear you complaining, Amanda. You're like, it was a hard hug. Poor me. Like, okay, girl, sorry that you had a hard hug.
He's crushing me.
It's those
big guns he's got.
Arms, Sammy, exactly. His arms.
I'm just complaining. I just, he hugged me so hard, he wouldn't let go. I don't know what's wrong.
I didn't want to be rude or anything, but my gosh. God, I can't breathe, okay?
Yeah, I mean, hello. We held on forever until they went off from
right?
Me. That's crazy. Yeah, Amanda. Mm-hmm. I think it's such a wonderful thing. Again, the chat room's loving this, of course, and I'm loving this as hearing you guys talk about it, that you went to your first SOAP event.
Yeah.
It was such a great experience. It benefited a good cause, too. Make sure you gave them a good cause, cancer support community. Make a good cause. You know, cancer's touched all of us, I'm sure, in our lives, in some area in our families and lives. But you had a great experience. You guys do it with your sister. So you got a great experience with your sister. Do you have a memory that you'll never forget? You got all this great swag. I mean, I think it's just wonderful.
It was amazing. Now I'm so excited for your event, James.
Yes, my event, folks, we're talking about December 10th at Barnes & Noble The Grove. It's Sean Kanan's second book, Welcome to the Kumite, which he just sent to me. I have it. I'm going to read it this week when I have time off. And it'll be December 10th, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you're available in Los Angeles, come to The Grove. All your stars from all four shows show up because he has a lot of friends who will come and show up.
And me and Tammy will be there.
And they'll be there also. My brother will probably be there. My sister will probably be there like last time.
Audience and fans will be there.
Yes, that's it. Nice little audience. And Barnes & Noble, it's a nice Barnes & Noble with The Grove. So they'll do a good job there. It's a lot of fun. So you'll get to see me and Sean Kane on stage doing our thing that we do all the time. But it's gonna be good. And I'm trying to get the band together. I already told Frank Moran. So folks are fans of the Sub Block. We're gonna all have dinner together or lunch together one of those days while you're here. Frank said yes. So we're gonna have the whole Sub Block together. We're gonna get a picture or a video or some of all us together. Because you guys have been supporting us, well, supporting me for the last almost 8 years. February will be 8 years for me doing this. And I've known Tammy at least six of them. I would say five or six of them at this point, Tammy. I think it was 20. It was before I had Bell's palsy, I think. Because I think I left.
Yeah, we celebrated five at AfterBuzz.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's almost good, girl. Wow, I've known you a long time also. And Tammy just.
I'm the newbie.
My mother said the other day, she goes, Tammy Gouveia is really beautiful.
I said she is.
I'm obsessed
with Tammy.
Tammy's glides across rooms. Wait till you see Tammy in person, man. You're going to fan out over her, too.
I know. I can't wait.
It's glides across
rooms. I'll be like, I need to hug Tammy.
Tammy, don't hug her too long because she may complain later.
I know.
Don't get offended, but rub your arms, Tammy.
Exactly. So, but
speaking of, I have to share, especially with Tammy, because I have to rub this in Amanda's face a little.
You biatch!
For Tammy, tell it.
We were doing our little photos at what's the thing called, Amanda?
Seven
at
or eight.
Yes. So we line up and Amanda gets on one side of KKL. So I got on the other side of KKL. Well, Amanda decides to have a conversation with Matt, who was on the other side of her.
I had to tell him something.
So they're chit-chatting and we're kind of hanging and Scott was like, what are they doing? I said, she's a talker. And he's like, oh, he said that whole side down there is talkers. And I was like, So I'm like, okay. So I'm standing there and so me and Kelly make, you know, kind of eye contact. And she's like, now, where did you say you guys were from again? Because we had talked earlier. And so I said, we're from, Mississippi. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's right. And so we're, you know, there. And she's just looking at me. And she touches me on the shoulder. And she goes, oh, my gosh. She said, you are so pretty. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, thank you. And so we gather up, we take the picture, right? And we walk off and we're going around. And I was like, I go and I grab Amanda and I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And she's like, what? I was like, KKL just told me that I was pretty. And she's like,
shut up.
She did not. And I said, yes, she did.
That's what you get for being a talker.
A talker, exactly.
Tammy, I told Matt that you hate him again. And he said, this is the conversation you're having. And he said, well, maybe tell her, like, give it a few months. And I went, oh, really? And he went, no, not really. No, not really. She's going to hate him.
I can hear him saying that. Like, not really.
But I know Amanda. Well, actually, I watched you guys at the Emmys of the red carpet. I watched all y'all's interviews and stuff. And I believe it was Christian, right, Tammy, who told you how beautiful you were.
Yeah, I brought him up. Yes. And he said that to you.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I have to tell Tammy that she and I both apparently were very beautiful according to the stars.
Was,
I mean,
I was so jealous.
The thing was, we had said on a show how beautiful Tracy Bregman is.
Oh, yeah. She's one of the things that leaves me speechless. I didn't say anything to her.
You did. I go, Tammy is behind the camera.
Yeah.
Loves you. And this is Tammy. She just wants, she's like.
All I did was this.
Yeah, she started doing that to you.
She couldn't even talk.
I couldn't say anything to her.
And then Christian said, oh my God, you're beautiful. And then Amanda, and then Lauren, I guess she said, yeah, you're beautiful. But you hear it on camera when he says, Tammy, you're beautiful. And Tammy's just like, and went behind the camera.
I know. Inside, I was freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh. At first I was freaking out. I was like, I can't believe she just said I was pretty and Amanda's going to kill me. But I was like, they tell me this every day. I'm like, oh, thank you.
But you're trying to play it cool. She's like, oh, thank you so much.
Yes, I am beautiful.
I was like, thank you.
Yes, exactly. That's so funny. But yeah, I like that. It's like, again, these stars are super nice.
Yeah.
We've been on for 70 minutes. I'm going to end the show now. Oh, I got to eat, folks. I don't need anything. I got to eat. But in all seriousness, I think congratulations to both of you guys. We've been having a great experience and for a great thing. I think it's just folks, this, if you get a chance to go to any soap events, try to go to if you can. If you have the money and the time, try to go. They want to connect with you guys. Seriously, the fans love it. They want to connect. I mean, the stars love it. They want to connect with you. It's all for fun and for love. And a lot of times they do these things for special events. So you're supporting the event also. It's always supporting the event, which is always the greatest thing too. So, I just want to say to people out there, these are regular folks doing their job. Let's be a little more kind to them. On camera, on screen, online, whatever, and then in person. We need to be kinder to them. It's like they're doing a job. And it's a hard, as Jill just said, it's a hard job, folks. It's not easy at all. So, and he said, Karen says, Jill has been terrific on the B&B podcast with Amanda. Welcome to the podcast world, Jill. Welcome to the podcast world. And stay tuned. I sent in my headshot and my resume to Bold. They asked for them, Bold and Beautiful. So,
thanks. That's what I was bidding on. They had a walk on, and no one was bidding because it started at like I think 600 or something, and no one was bidding. And Casey said, "You can bring two or three of your friends." And I went, "I'll bid on it." I'll bid on it. And then once the bidding started going, though, it got high. It got higher than I wanted. I really wanted that mug. It got really high, and I was like, I don't think I want to go that high.
Well, basically, no walk-on roll for you and your friends, and no mug. So I don't understand. I don't get what. Yes, Tammy is beautiful. MJ. MJ says Tammy is beautiful. So are the other two ladies. They are.
Oh yeah, I can't handle it. Tammy looks so young.
No, Tammy says she's just breathless, folks. I mean, all the men in my life love Tammy. They all love Tammy. They do. Yeah, they love Tammy. They love it. But thank you, ladies, for sharing your experience. Yes. Of course, me and Tammy appreciate it. We did again. We saw the excitement. And one of the thumbnail of this thing is a group picture of them. I put the one that you sent me, the group picture. Perfect. So you'll see them all together on the step and repeat. So that's the thumbnail for this. So look at the thumbnail.
Oh, that'll be cool.
James, don't you feel like we were there?
I do. No, it was good.
I mean, that was an amazing recap, you guys.
Yes, so that was good. That
really,
was
really good. Was
very good.
Yay, I'm glad y'all liked it.
Everybody in the chat room just loved it too. And great. And Shelly says, great job on the podcast, Jill. So everybody's loving Jill. And that's the beautiful, Bold and Beautiful podcast, folks. Subscribe. Listen to it. Listen to them. Are you gonna do a show on this? Are you gonna do a show on this whole experience? Are you gonna do one?
We probably will.
Yeah, I'll probably do it. Okay. So just go ahead and follow them at Bold and Beautiful Podcast, of course. Follow us at Bold and Beautiful Universe all over the place. Follow Tammy at Tammy.Govea on Instagram, Tammy Govea or else. I'm James. Sold. And we love you guys, and happy Thanksgiving to those who are celebrating it. Thank you so much, everyone. And you're right, Candace Mack, doing it live was best.
Bye, Candace.
Always right, Candace. And we'll see you guys next time. Stop. And.